this Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast for Elite Pool Covers, saving you water today for tomorrow.
I want to give a little shout out, a bit of a thank you very much to everybody who got in touch, because last Friday, I think it was, I went on air and I said, hey, I've been diagnosed ADHD about 5 months ago. And I didn't say anything yet because mainly I've just been trying to get my head around it. Like,
literally,
it, you know, it was a diagnosis as an adult. Obviously, I've lived my life with it and only found out at the age of 40. And so it was pretty much a, you know, trying to work out what this now means for me and what it changes. And some of those things are confronting. I'm not going to lie. Like, the things that you learn about yourself because you start to see yourself through the eyes of other people.
Yes.
And there are things that you go, oh, sometimes I've reacted in ways that I wish I hadn't, but I didn't know that they were being read the way they were.
Yeah.
And I feel really content and happy and well, and I meds are really working for me in a really great way, and, like, I'm feeling like it's all good. And I don't see ADHD as any kind of deficiency or anything wrong with my brain. I think I've got heaps of brain to work with. I think I've got lots going on and I can think outside the box and it's creative and there's a lot going on. But when we talked about it, we had calls from listeners. I've had emails. There's been messages. We've been absolutely inundated with comments and contact from people who go, oh, my God, you are explaining my life.
Okay.
This is how I have always felt. Or lots of people who have also recently been diagnosed as adults. And the struggle for some people, it's different for everybody, you know. And I'm very fortunate. I don't feel that struggle now. I feel really at peace and I feel really, like, excited, more for lack of a better word, excited to see what my brain can do now that I'm channeling it
in a more
productive way.
Yes.
I feel like I've heard about it quite a bit lately, like, as in, you know, and maybe it's just when it's in your sort of periphery, then you start to pick up on it and notice it. But it's incredible how many tweets from people that I'm seeing, how many things on Facebook posts now that I'm seeing as well. And even just friends of mine who are just popping up occasionally going, I've had that diagnosis now.
Like, it's, something that's quite fascinating about it too is ADHD is the kind of condition, I suppose, if you don't deal with it and you don't get treatment, a lot of people don't need meds. A lot of people just put, you know, different coaching and things into their lives. But if you don't get it assessed and you don't deal with it, it often leads to other conditions, e.g. depression, things like that. So some people are going through life diagnosed with depression, but in actual fact, what they're dealing with is ADHD.
And I can imagine some self-medication going on too.
Yeah. So it can be a really confusing time. And ADHD is not easy to diagnose and our public health system doesn't support it the way that it should.
Right.
So it can be a very expensive thing to get diagnosed and to get the treatment you need, and it can be very off-putting for people, which is and also out of reach for people, which is very sad. So, you know, hopefully those things will change. But for a lot of the people who got in touch asking me for recommendations, asking me for the name of my psychiatrist, how can they get diagnosed, things like that.
Can you write a prescription for me?
No, I can't, sorry. But I have to say my psychiatrist is fully booked and has been for a while, so no chance getting in there. But I recommend you just go to your GP. If you're someone who's not sure or you're starting to think, I think maybe some of these things apply to me, just go to your GP and have a chat about it. There are clinics. There's a Perth Adult ADHD clinic as well that you can touch base with and just find some information and try, kind of go on a journey until, you know, it's not something you'll be diagnosed with overnight. It can take time. But if it's something that's troubling you and you want to look into a greater side of that, then do so, because, you know, a lot of people said to me, thank you for talking about it because it's, you know, removing the stigma.
Yeah.
But I don't feel the stigma around it. I really don't. I'm proud of my brain. I think I've achieved so much and will continue to achieve more. And I hope that other people have the opportunity to do that too.
And I think a lot of people, once they get a diagnosis, whatever it may be, that it's like something you go, okay, now I know. Now I can move forward. Now I can work on the specific issue.
Oh, so much made sense. As soon as I got the diagnosis, I was like, that was almost enough.
Yeah.
But so thank you so much for the wonderful messages of support and all the great things I heard. And I implore you to get on your journey and it's all going to be okay.
His Wikipedia page describes him as one of Australia's most experienced and well-travelled comedians. Doesn't say anything about funny. Lucky he is, which is why we love him. Please welcome friend of the show, Limo.
We do love you, Limo.
Hey, we're Murray is here, beauty. G'day, guys. Hey, I'm in a very good mood today because two great things have happened this week.
Yeah.
One, Elon Musk's net worth went down $50 billion in 2 days. And yeah. Gee, that makes me happy.
It'd be like something... me losing a gold coin, mate.
Yes, I know, I know. But it just brings me joy when the uber rich lose heaps of money. Would it be an awkward conversation around the dinner table with your partner? How was work today, love? Oh, I lost 50 bill.
Yeah.
It would, yeah.
I don't know, because it is chump change, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lucky bugger.
Well, I think it's kind of like, it's weird wealth though, isn't it? Because it's all like... Tesla stock.
Yes.
So, you know, he's losing $50 billion, but it's not like he's got $250 billion in a giant vault that he just Scrooge McDucks every now and again.
I know. Once you get over $1 billion, I just can't even, my brain stops working.
Yes.
It's like space. You know, when someone says, oh, that planet's three light, I go, just stop talking. I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't relate.
You can't.
I can't comprehend.
Yeah.
And the other great thing that happened this week is Paul Rudd was named the sexiest man alive, and he's over 50. Come on!
I'm all about it.
Kim is very
Let's
happy
talk more
with that.
About Paul Rudd.
Are you warm on his form, Kimber?
I really, you know what, and I don't, the boys here know me very well. I don't really crush on anybody.
No.
I'm not the kind of, I don't like, I'm not stopped by men in the street. I don't see people and go, ooh, I'm just not that kind of chick. But Paul Rudd, yep, I'm on board. He's just gorgeous. I think too, you know why? Because he's the hot nerd. And I love a hot nerd.
He is a hot nerd. And he's funny as well. That helps.
Yep.
He's all right.
That's all I am from London.
It's okay. He's no Matt, but he's okay.
Exactly. Matt, I think you're hot, Matt.
Thank you. Also over 50.
Yes. And there's hope for all of us. Yeah, I'm going to start lobbying to win it next year. Now, guys, I quickly want to tell you about the fact that my son starts school next year.
Oh.
And I've had my first dealing with other school parents already. There was an online, because I'm in Melbourne, there was an online induction session for all the new parents.
Right.
Right. So everyone's on a Zoom thing, right? And the principal's talking to everyone about the new school, right? And she says, save your questions for the end. Unless there's something urgent, pop it up in the chat and I'll deal with it as we're going. Well, what do you reckon happens? Just one parent just comes out of the woodwork. Peppering questions through the whole thing up in the chat. But let me share with you some of the questions. The principal was talking about COVID and how they deal with it at the school. This guy, Brian, his name is, Brian, which I think is the male equivalent of Karen, says, just a quick question. Do you have a method of measuring CO2 levels in the classrooms? Genuine question, right?
Oh. So this kid's got no chance now because the teacher knows exactly who's coming to school.
Oh, God.
Yeah, particularly. And then the principal says, well, we haven't got that technology yet. Perhaps we can take this chat offline afterwards. Then he comes in with, does the school have a car idling policy for pick up and drop off?
Oh, God.
No. I'm tempted to buy a Hummer and just rev it at the same time Brian arrives every day. He says, there's nothing on the website about after school care. Is this a mistake? And you can just see the principal getting angrier and angrier. Then Brian says, now my daughter has gotten used to wearing a face mask inside around other children. Will she be the only one wearing a face mask in class? We're talking about 5-year-olds here.
Oh, Brian.
Brian. Then at the end, here's the best bit, right? At the end, everyone, the principal says, okay, now you can just turn your cameras on, turn your microphones on. Everyone can just now jump in and ask questions. Who asked the first question that it's gone live?
Brian.
And Brian comes in with Northern European accent on Brian. And Brian comes in and says, now, my daughter has been stuck in Australia for 2 years, has not been able to see her grandparents. What is the school's policy on travelling overseas to see family during school weeks? And I'm sitting there thinking, Brian, we'll book you the ticket now, brother.
Yes, we will.
We will pass the hat around and happily send you off.
Been great to know you, Brian.
Yeah.
Enjoy your CO2 levels, buddy.
If she's the only one wearing a mask in class, that won't be the only reason she's getting picked on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I tell you what, I know what's going to happen though. My son is going to be in the same class as her and they're going to become best friends. And I'm going to have to hang out with Brian.
Lemo, good to chat to you, mate. Have a good weekend. Good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you, team.
I've mentioned many times, you know, the three kids in our household. Little Ollie, he's just getting into solids now.
Oh.
Yeah, my little boy. He's 6 months and he's starting to get fed the, you know, the purees and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny, just like anything that you sort of stick in his mouth, he just doesn't like it. So he screws his face up and it's cute going through all that stuff.
Everything's new. This is one of the cool things.
Sorry? That doesn't sound like a Corelli trait.
Well, we haven't fed him steak yet.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So we'll see how he goes when we, you know, pop a T-bone in there. but it's so funny that you say that because it's one of the cool things about having kids. Yeah. It's like you get to relive all of the moments of trying all this stuff over again.
Yeah.
And then there's the other two, you know, there's Mila, she's the eldest, and as I've mentioned, she's our little softy. Like, if they were water, she's the gentle lapping of the shore on a nice still afternoon.
Okay.
And Isabella's the tsunami.
Okay. Yeah.
Slash riptide.
Exactly.
Bit of both.
Yeah, a bit of both, right? Just her out to drag us down. but, occasionally she shows us a glimmer of hope.
Oh.
That maybe, you know, the heart's not all that icy and maybe there is a little bit of softness there. And the other night, we've got a routine. So it's nighttime and the kids are bathed and they've had their dinner and all that sort of stuff. And we're trying to get everybody down to bed. And I'll generally jump into bed with Mila. She'll read a book. I'll read a book. And then we do a cute little thing where I say to her, okay, time to blow out the light. And I'll stand up and I'll go to the light switch and I'll go 3, 2, 1. And she goes, and I flick the light off.
Oh, cute.
Except the other night she didn't want to. She didn't want to blow the light out, right? And I was getting really frustrated because I was like, blow the light out. I need to go to bed. I need to get up early in the morning. She's like, no, I'm not blowing the light out. So you know what? I did it. Okay. So I counted 3, 2, 1 and I went, and I switched the light off. And she got really upset. And Liz and Isabella were out in the other room at the time. And she got up out of bed. She wandered out of the room. And she wandered into
this
where
is
Liz
Izzy.
And Izzy. No, this was Mila.
Oh, Mila did, yeah.
Who's she went upset. Over,
right. Mm. Who's upset. She went to Liz and Izzy. And she obviously told them, you know, Daddy's upset me. And then in comes Isabella.
Oh.
I've never seen a look like
talk
this
to
on
the
her
hand.
Face before.
I wonder if they had a conversation first where Liz has gone, Izzy, do you want to handle this one or are you going to leave this to me? Okay, yeah, you go.
Well, I reckon if they did, she was like, yep.
Or Liz got up and Izzy went, I got this, Mum.
Yeah.
And she walked in. She walks into the bedroom. First thing she does, she flicks the light on.
Oh,
and I'm
attitude.
Like, Izzy, what are you doing? And then she just opened her mouth and she went me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is too cute not to record. So I pulled my phone out and I just hit a cheeky. And I said, all right, well, come over here. What do you got to say? And she got up in my face with her finger out. And this is what she said.
What are you saying? What?
Yes, you did.
Did what?
You just tell me like that. Not you say it.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you do.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you do.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you do.
No, what did I do?
You just tell me what and you don't.
Right, so she's clearly very passionate and upset about everything.
Hasn't quite got the past tense thing going.
No, not quite.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right, it's all right.
She's three,
yeah,
right? But it didn't.
Right. Did. What did you do?
You wait till she finds out what a homophobe
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
It didn't stop. It didn't stop there.
No?
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I said to Mila, 3, 2, 1, and she was meant to blow the light out, and then she wouldn't blow it out, and so I blew it out.
No.
So
put it
on. No, don't put it on.
Yeah.
And she stormed out.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Wow.
That was 2 weeks ago. Hasn't spoken to me since.
What a week, what a week, what a week, what an easy old week. The week in Perth, yeah.
Now, this song's very important, but it's, you know, it's mostly for you, Pete, I have to say. As we know, you're frothing, I think is what the young people say, about the Masters Milk Regatta, Mixed 94.5 at Hillary's on the 27th of November.
Mm.
We're all looking forward to bringing back this wonderful Perth institution.
It's going
to
be really fun.
Yeah, it's about 2 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've been laughing about the lack of the boat build of the SS Salsiche. The sausage.
Yeah.
And it was all funny and whatnot and, you know, ha, 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 we haven't really... We haven't built a boat yet, Peter.
Yeah, have faith.
And Izzy...
Oh, God, he called me Peter.
Izzy, Peter's three-year-old child, is supplying our raw materials, giving us the wrong glue. We're in big trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. I'm scared of her.
Well, I get that.
So she's, you know.
When she says that's the glue I want, Dad,
that's the glue.
He buckled.
It's the glue that's keeping us together.
Well, much like our boat will be under the weight of our bodies.
I've got a feeling this is going to be far worse than the Titanic.
I'll tell you the story of Pete Corelli, the boat builder. Was he a good boat builder, Da? No, son. He was an idiot. Let a small child build the boat. 'Twas a glorified pool noodle. 'Twas doomed from the start. Every night in my dreams, keep seeing Pete Corelli. Sticky tape and master's milk in hand. And there's our shipmate Kimber, the light in her eyes dying, knowing our regatta dreams are sung.
Kimber, come over here and hold me.
But chalk milks made into a raft using glue from Pete's child that in water starts dissolving. But here we are at the Master's Milk Regatta on a giant floating sausage called Salsiche. Da, Pete Corelli, the boat builder, does seem like an idiot. Yes, son, a big idiot. Make sure I have signed my will. Get my affairs in order. Make my tomb from spearmint milk cartons. But what became of the SS Salchiche? No one knows, but at least Perth got back its regatta. And why did I pick a song that starts so high? Had to start so damn low that I lost a lot of comic impact. Egypt.
Well done.
Thanks, mate.
No worries.
Appreciate and that. And that was live, too.
It was live.
So well done. Yeah.
We've strung a few of these really nice days together, but there was something in particular that was quite special yesterday. And I was on my way home, and my wife sent me a message saying, hey, can you go through Target Bull Creek? I need you just to pick up a couple of things. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do that for you. I'm going to go through. I'm going to pick some stuff up for you. And I got there, and I was at the service section, and I reckon I was there for maybe 15, 20 minutes just waiting for somebody to sort everything out.
Okay.
Christmas time.
Didn't bother me whatsoever.
No.
Not an issue.
No.
Right? On the way into Target, I was walking past this little, you know, they have a little sale stand, right? You know what I saw on sale for 15 bucks?
Go on.
Send down a googly. Hit it for four.
Four.
Position the field. Here's a fast one.
Out. Has it?
Oh, yes. Freddie Truman's Test Match. The exciting real action cricket game.
I don't even like cricket.
One of the great board games.
I don't. I've worked in radio for long enough to know I've never played the game of Test Match, but every man that I've ever met goes, Test Match is the greatest board game that was ever created.
Yeah. And I thought I was having that good a day yesterday.
15 bucks.
That I just thought to myself, 15 bucks, I'll have you.
And the great thing about it is that, you know, in this day of computers where, you know, you can play games that, like the thing says, if it's in the game, it's in the game. It's like playing the real thing. The board game Test Match is nothing like playing real cricket. That's its strength.
And I finished up there, wandered outside. I was walking outside towards my car. I saw Red Dot. Now, I haven't been into a Red Dot store for a long time. So I wandered into Red Dot just for a look. So
I'm missing out, mate.
I was just having that feeling. Just that day. It's just something about the day. I thought, you know, I'm just going to go and just have a look.
I need 96 pellets for me dishwasher. Well, bang,
it
Red
is
Dot.
It's funny that you say that because as I was walking up and down the aisles of Red Dot, I was thinking to myself, what do they sell in here?
Yes.
Because
everything.
There was, you know, those big money tins with the cash around the side, like the picture of the $100
oh, yeah.
bill,
no, well,
$20
yeah.
bill,
yeah.
the $50. Yeah. So they were there. They were across from diaries, which were near block-mounted Al Pacino Scarface posters. I mean, who's walking into getting a block? Maybe some people are. I don't know. There was the $5 movie rack with movies like Gabe the Cupid Dog and
Good
Get
film.
Over It.
Good film.
You could pick yourself up a rolling crate trolley. There was arbitrary chocolate brands that I've never heard of. There was fake turf. You know what, though?
Yeah, go on.
You know what I did pick up?
Oh, that.
Something that I haven't seen for years. Yes. And I could not believe it when I saw it. It cost me $3.
Can you just give me a heads up? Are you going to press that in here now?
Just once.
Okay.
Can I
just
take
once.
My headphones off?
You can
and
take
block
your headphones off and block your ears.
Okay. This is your chance.
3, 2, 1.
That See? Is a
cap gun.
Rifle.
It's a cap gun.
Cap gun, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Look at all the little smoke coming off that. Wait, is that going to set off the sprinklers in
and
here?
And it smells like when I was a kid.
I do love that smell, actually, the extinguished. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I wandered out of Red Dot, and I was about to walk across to my car, and I was walking on the zebra crossing, and a woman in a big four-wheel drive drove past, didn't stop, almost hit me.
Yes.
But you know what?
You didn't care.
Didn't bother
care.
Me.
You didn't. It didn't
I'm
matter.
Here, I'm alive. Yesterday was just a good day, guys.
I would challenge that and say that, like, I don't think anyone had as good a day as you yesterday.
Well, them's fighting words, Kimber.
Nobody had a better day than Pete yesterday.
Maybe someone did.
God, we've got some people calling up.
The phones have lit up.
Oh, they've lit
I mean,
right up.
Apparently everyone thinks they've had a better day. I mean, we'll be the judge of that, but we'll see.
Indiana in St. James, good morning.
Good morning.
How old are you, Indiana?
Good. I'm 8.
Oh, we love it when kids call the show. Do. Indiana, what did you do yesterday?
I got into a show that I auditioned for at my school.
Oh, yeah!
Hey, well done!
Awesome. What show are you doing?
It's called Talent Quest.
Yep. What did you do?
And I did a song that I am learning in my choir called Pirate for a Day.
Oh, brilliant. I love
That's
it already.
That's amazing. Congratulations. And so you found out you got in. How long did you have to wait to find out after your audition?
Not long, because they told us straight after.
Oh,
that's great.
Indiana.
Can you give us a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
Do you want to sing a little bit for us? Were you singing?
Yes, we were.
Do you want to sing a little bit now?
Okay.
Go on.
I'll wear a patch and shout ahoy, sail the ocean blue. I'll climb the sands for gold doubloons and a slobber deck or two. Oh, I'll slobber deck or two.
Indiana, that was beautiful.
You got the part.
You got the role.
Oh, no wonder you got it. Great job. I mean, that is a cracking day,
that
Pete.
That is a good day.
That is a cracking day. Heather in Bullsbrook, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, great, Heather. Did you have a better day yesterday than Pete?
Oh, I had an amazing day.
What happened?
Well, I'm one of the posties that are here in Bullsbrook, and we had the privilege of having a letter given to us for Santa.
Oh.
And being one of Santa's helpers, we have to ring him and tell him that we've received a letter and we're allowed to open it and read it out to him. And it was the most beautiful letter I have read from a young little boy that I think is absolutely special.
Oh.
And it just it really made us, like, want to cry.
Oh.
Can you give him a shout out at all?
Well, do you still have the letter?
Oh, yes, I do.
Have you got it there?
Just hang on a second. Just put my phone down, because otherwise I'll go on the hands-free.
Right, rummaging through all of the other letters that you've got there that you're giving out at the moment.
And that's really, you know, because they've got to keep the letters for Santa, because obviously they're working for Santa.
Absolutely.
So, you know, Australia Post doing very hard work at the moment, getting everything prepared.
How you going, Heather?
She's rummaging through the handbags.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll pop Heather on hold, right? And our producers will pick up Heather. We'll go to Mel in Waikiki. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Mel, did you have a better day yesterday than Pete?
I had a way better day than Pete yesterday.
Oh, go on, what happened?
What happened?
I got told that I could finally get rid of my wheelchair and start walking.
Oh my God.
Wow. Mel, what's been going on?
I've not had a lot of luck, unfortunately. I've had 9 back surgeries over the last 3 years, which obviously haven't gone down too well. And to top it off with the last couple, I ended up with the same infection as what that Fremantle footballer has.
Oh, Nat 5.
Oh.
Yeah, right. So I've had a pick in my arm for the last few months, and I had that taken out, and I'm still on antibiotics.
Sure.
But, and I'll be on them for a little while. But I'm allowed to start walking.
Oh, that's amazing. Wonderful news,
that
Mel.
Is great
wonderful
news, Mel. News. We're happy to hear that. I hope you feel a lot better soon.
I will. Thank you.
Oh, good on you, Mel. Just to be able to go, like, I'm going for a walk today.
Yeah.
On a day simple like this plan. As well.
Yeah.
Hey, here's what we're going to do. So Heather, who's the poster who we just spoke to, she's got the letter.
Right.
Heather, just quickly, the story again.
I received a letter yesterday from one of my lovely little boys that are on my mail run.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent a letter to Santa. And, of course, we have had to contact Santa and read him the letter so that he can obviously assess it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And whether or not, you know, he is deserving of what he has asked.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I've still got the letter, so I can read it out for
please
you.
Please do.
Yeah, please.
There's to Santa. May I please have a concrete truck Christmas? I've been a good boy all year. Thank you. Love, Max.
Nice. Okay.
He is a beautiful little boy who definitely deserves a cement truck.
And clearly understands there's work in the mining industry at a later date.
Oh, must,
Good on you, Heather.
Bless you, Heather.
Thank you, mate. Nice to hear from you this morning.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. And all those other contestants are fabulous.
Oh,
beautiful.
Gosh. It's happy, isn't it?
We just want more
I'm
happy.
Having a great
you know
day.
I do think that it's important, though, Pete. You were right. The fact you pointed out that you were like, yesterday wasn't anything special, but it's just nice to be grateful for something every day, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It does make a difference.
Yeah.
To hear Pete, Matt and Kimber for longer, listen to another one of their podcasts. And to swim warmer for longer, get an Elite pool cover. Mix 94.